We're looking at the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we each day look at a portion as we progress through various aspects of his life. After arriving in Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam noticed that the supply of drinkable water was very scarce. The only place where more could be drawn from was a well of Ruma. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, "Who will buy a well of Ruma and thereby assist the Muslims in exchange for a good reward in paradise?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, "Whoever digs the well of Ruma shall enter paradise." And prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, only those who had paid could drink from Ruma. And when the Muhajirin came to Medina, they did not like the water there, and they heard that a man from the Banu Ghifar owned a spring called Ruma and sold its water for 2 handfuls of food per water skin. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked that, "Would you like to sell it for a fountain in paradise?" And the man said, "I do not have anything else for me and my family." And when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu heard about this, he went and he bought it for 35,000 silver coins. And then he went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, "Do you promise me the same price as you promised this man?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Yes." And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu declared that, "I've given it for the Muslims at to use at will." And this is a Sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. This is one of the great contributions of Sayyidina Uthman. And once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had built Masjid an-Nabawi, the Muslims began to come together for Jamaat Salah, to perform the daily Salah, and to attend to the lectures of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the issues were ordered, the prohibitions were set, in order to learn the deen of Islam. And they would also begin their military expeditions from the Masjid and return to the same place afterwards. And after some time, the Masjid ran out of space. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted some of his companions to buy some neighboring land so the Masjid could be expanded to accommodate more people. They asked, "Who will buy this family land, add it to the Masjid in return for something better in paradise?" And Sayyidina Uthman came forth and he bought it with his own money, 25 or 20,000 dirhams, gold coins, and that it was added to Masjid an-Nabawi. And once again, he had brought ease to the lives of the Muslims. We spoke about when Allah's Messenger wanted to send out for the expedition of Tabuk, he requested that some of the wealthier companions donate to equip the army of distress, and that he was preparing against the Byzantine army. Now, although they all donated to the best of their ability, the most significant donation came from Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhum. And there are specific ahadiths that mention his virtue and other aspects about his life. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that, "I was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one of the gardens in Medina, and a man came and asked to open for him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 'Open it for him and give him glad tidings of paradise.' And I opened it, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr. I told him what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, and he praised Allah. And after a while, another man requested that the door be opened, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 'Open it for him and give him glad tidings of paradise.' And I opened it," Sayyidina Abu Musa saying, "and it was Umar, and I told him, and he praised Allah. And then another man asked for the door to be opened. Allah's Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, 'Open it for him and give him glad tidings of paradise due to an affliction.' And it was Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said that, I told him what Allah's Messenger had said, and he praised Allah and he said, 'May Allah help me.'" Now, this narration highlights the virtue of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Uthman, proving that they all will enter paradise. It also points to the virtue of Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. And one can also conclude that it is permissible to praise a person in his or her presence, as long as there is no fear of pride or any other blameworthy traits coming into that individual. And this narration in itself is a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam verified that 3 men would hold on to the faith and remain under the guidance. There are numerous other narrations. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once on Mount Uhud with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and when the mountain started to shake, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be still, O Uhud," and then he stopped. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There's a prophet and truthful man and a martyr on you, and that's why you need to calm down." And there was a similar incident at Mount Hira when Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Az-Zubayr, and when this mountain shook, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Calm down. A prophet, a truthful man, a martyr is standing on you." Now, what was the most remarkable trait of Sayyidina Uthman was his modesty. Abu Salama ibn Abdurrahman narrates that Umm al-Mu'min said, Aisha says that Allah's Messenger was lying down in my house and his thigh or ankle was showing, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr sought permission to enter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Let him enter while in that," and he remained in that state.
After a while, Sidna Umar sought permission to enter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam let him enter, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained at state. And when Sidna Uthman sought permission to enter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat up and straightened his clothes. And later, Sidna Uthman came in, and then after he had left, Umar Mu'inin Aisha radiallahu anha observed and said, Abu Bakr came, you did not get up or mind it much. Then Umar came, you did not get up or mind much. And when Uthman came, you straightened up your clothing. What is the reason? And he said that, should not feel shy of a man whom the angels feel shy. Should not feel shy of a man whom the angels feel shy of. And Allama Manawi rahimahullah says that one of Sayyidina Uthman's finest traits was his modesty. And this trait stems from the exaltation of someone who sees you and is highly revered by you while you find your own self to be defective. And it seems that Sayyidina Uthman was overwhelmed by the exaltation of Allah and deemed himself deficient. And these are the noble traits of those who are drowned in the love of Allah. And Sidna Uthman's status was very high. Even the purest of Allah's creation felt shy of him. Just as he loves Allah, Allah will love those who are close to him and fears him and will protect. Now, on this topic of the shyness of Sidna Uthman, that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most merciful of my ummah is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. The strictest regarding Allah's religion is Sayyidina Umar. The most truthful in terms of shyness is Sayyidina Uthman. And the most knowledgeable regarding the lawful and the prohibited is Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal. And the most knowledgeable regarding the book of Allah is Ubay bin Ka'b. And the most knowledgeable regarding the laws of inheritance is Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit. And every ummah has a trustee, and the trustee of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. And this is an authentic narration that has been recorded by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. There are narrations which indicate to the conflict that Sayyidina Uthman would find himself in the midst. And there are numerous narrations. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever is saved from three things will have truly been saved. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the three things are my death, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and the killing of a Khalif who remains steadfast on the truth and maintains justice. Now we know that the Khalif who was killed while remaining persistent on the truth was none other than Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. There are many evidence to prove that it was really him, Allah knows best. It also seems that the narration that I just shared with you indicates to the importance of abstaining from conflict. That by refraining from provoking, inciting killings and other sports of strife. Also, after conflict has come to an end, one has to avoid making baseless statements. And this is something that is really important looking at the conflict that we find in the Middle East and other parts of the Muslim world. It's also narrated by Abdullah bin Umar that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned a conflict when a man passed by and he said that on this day this man with his face covered will be killed unjustly. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar says, I looked and it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. In the same line, it is stated that by Ka'b bin Ujra, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned a conflict and informed about it. And said, a man with his face covered went by. Said, on that day, this person will be on justice. And Ka'b bin Ujra says, I jumped up and held Sayyidina Uthman by his upper arm. Then I turned to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi and said, this one? And he said, yes, this is the person I'm talking about. And when talking of the conflicts that were to occur, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a conflict like a cow's horn will be stirred up, and this one, and whoever follows him, will be on the truth. So at great length, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had outlined the conflicts that would take place, and also outlining the fact that Sayyidina Uthman was on the truth. Ummul Mu'mineen said, Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that someone sent to fetch Sayyidina Uthman, and then he turned to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to speak to him. And when we saw the Messenger of Allah, we turned to each other. Finally, he patted him on the shoulder and said, Uthman, it may be that Allah, the Mighty and Sublime, will clothe you with a garment. If the hypocrites try to make you take it off, do not take it off until you meet me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this three times to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum. And there's also the incident where Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha, says that Allah and Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed her to call one of the companions to see me. And she then asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and he said no, and he said Sayyidina Uthman, and he said yes. And when Sayyidina Uthman arrived at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he then told Ummul Mu'min Sayyidina Aisha to go away. And then the two started to speak. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started confiding something in Sayyidina Uthman that moved his special expression. And when Sayyidina Uthman was besieged in his house, and the commander of the faithful he was asked that, "Will you not fight?" And he said, "No, Allah's Messenger committed me to something and I shall be patient on it." And Sayyidina Uthman then remained patient on it. And this narration outlines to us how eager he was to preserve the well-being of this ummah after his death, and that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam foretold Uthman some things about the conflict which would end in his murder, and that ensure that it stayed a secret amongst, and nothing of it has reached us except what Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu during the conflict had said when he was asked on it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him certain things, and only Allah is the knower of the unseen. The murder of Sayyidina Uthman was one of those incidents which Allah's Messenger had foretold. Knowledge of the unseen is the sole attribute of Allah. This quality does not belong to anyone other than Allah. However, in this case, Allah had revealed some portion of it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he then informed Sayyidina Uthman. It appears that the advice had given the instruction regarding this conflict that only Sayyidina Uthman knew about it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had conveyed it to him as a secret, and this indicates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam confided the secret to him. He asked Umm al-Mu'min Sayyid Aisha to leave so that this remains an absolute secret. From the facial expression of Sayyidina Uthman when he was told that there was this shock and sadness, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam may have told him that he's going to be martyred, and that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not want him to give up the khilafat to please those that wanted him to give it up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed him to stay firm, to stay put, and that is exactly what he did. And that, you know, was how Sayyidina Uthman dealt with the those that had renegated against him and wanted to take his life. He remained very steadfast, very firm on the position, the stance that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had outlined to him in that private conversation. And that is why his wife said, and this is an amazing statement, said that you kill him or you don't kill him. Kill him or you don't kill him. But remember, this is a man who stood up in tahajjud his entire night reading the Quran. Reading the Quran in one rakat of the noble Quran. Yet those rebels at that time, such a powerful statement had no impact upon them. When they told that this is a man that read the Quran, they were not bothered about that, and they still went on to mercilessly, you know, assassinate and to kill this great Khalif of the Muslim Ummah. And what can you expect? It is the very mankind that we have that killed 48. The Yahud killed 48 Nabis on one day. So this type of atrocities being perpetrated is nothing new to mankind. That's where we end up for now. Hopefully, if Allah wills, we'll continue the program on Monday afternoon.